Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Linda G of TheFitty.com. Linda, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Gresh.
No problem. I appreciate having you on. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Linda so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Linda is a 21-year-old lifestyle YouTuber slash blogger living in Toronto, Canada. She's a personal trainer, yoga guru, and life coach that helps women step into their highest, most vibrational selves through movement, mindset, manifestation, and habit creation. She has a BFA in acting and is a professional chicken skin lover. Linda, are you ready to speak to the IMC Yoga community?
I am more than ready.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, obviously the first question I have to ask is about the professional chicken skin lover. No, I'm just joking. I want to hear a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Well, what really inspired me to start my business is the fact that I went through a lot of hard times going by myself through mental health issues, you know, things like depression and anxiety, body image, obviously. And I felt that there was nobody to really talk to about that. You know, coming from an Asian background, these things weren't really talked about. Most of the time it was, my father always had this analogy, or his mantra was, if you don't assimilate to society, society will eliminate you. And I always felt unwanted, a little bit uninvited. And I always felt like I was a little bit different, but I didn't dabble in it too much because I was very pragmatic and I wanted to quote unquote fix myself so that I could fit in. Lo and behold, that didn't work out so well. They always wanted me to become a doctor. And I think it's because they pushed me in that direction so hard that I completely turned the other way around. I was like, no, there's nothing in it for me in the medical field. I'm passionate about health, but I'm not passionate about medicine. Mm-hmm. I like the spiritual component. I believe there's a mental and emotional component to everything that is happening in us biologically. And then I also did a degree in acting, which is totally different from the academics. So I really enjoyed that. And then I discovered there was something called coaching. And I thought, this is something that I'm very, very much interested in because I want to help those girls out that have been going through the same things that I have gone through, you know, binge eating, body issues, self-limiting beliefs, self-confidence. There's something so fulfilling in just seeing women thrive in that way and make that shift. So that's what got me started. Then I got my certification through Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and I got more into yoga, fitness. That fitness really boosted my self-confidence a lot. So then I went on a roller coaster of just everything like that. I wanted to blog about my experience. I wanted to document my experience. And that's what started my YouTube. So that's where I'm at now.
Awesome. 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 Well, I absolutely love that. I mean, I love the fact that you know, being so authentic and telling your story, because I think that could definitely be like a difficult situation where you feel like you should go left and everybody wants you to go right. And especially sometimes when it's your parents or your blood, sometimes it can be difficult to kind of make that pivot and make that transition, but you definitely have a lot of courage. And by telling that story, you're empowering a lot of people to do that as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And what I want to do was drill a little bit deeper in here, a little bit more on how you're helping these girls, how you're helping these women. Tell us a little bit more on how you serve the clients you work with.
So what I generally do is I meet up with them and I see if we're suitable in terms of personality and also my scope of practice. They do have to be open to coaching. That's the biggest thing. A lot of people, they tell me about their problems. Great. But are you ready to change, right? Change takes a lot of courage. It's going to take you stepping out of your comfort zone. You're going to have to put the time and energy into investing in yourself. And if they're ready for that, then great. I'll take you on a journey. We'll meet one-on-one, you know, either in person or virtually, you know, with the internet, we can do anything nowadays. And we will talk about some of the self-limiting beliefs and things that you want to work on. And I help them cultivate habits that make them thrive and not just survive through life and get by. We delve into some of the things that's holding them back. And then we reframe that negative component into something more adaptable and more positive so that they get that hope, they get that motivation, that inspiration to make those changes in their life. And then from there, things are absolutely phenomenal, because when you're able to change your mindset, you can create the life that you want. You can manifest anything, literally.
Absolutely. I would definitely agree with that. Yeah, you sometimes are your only limit. And once you realize that and you take off that block, so to speak, you can really do anything that you want.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I love the fact as well, as you talked about, you have to be open to coaching. I think that's a really big point, because, you know, you have to make sure that you're open to change. Because like you said, sometimes people will just, you know, tell you their problems and tell you they want to do or they don't want to do X, Y, Z, or this is stressing them out and all those things. But really understanding that somebody is coming to you because they actually do want to change and they do want to actually take the action and steps in order to make that better.
Exactly. Exactly. And kudos to those people who want to make the change. But I also have huge empathy for those that don't feel comfortable, you know, making the change yet. You're not ready yet. And that is okay, because I've been there. I've been the complainer. I've been in the victimhood, where it's nice to have somebody to talk to, you know, about the things that I'm going through. But when the time is right, I believe that when it's meant for you, that invitation will not pass you. So if you're receiving signs, you know, from the universe, and things are, you know, you start noticing like, okay, coaching is like coming up a lot in my life. Maybe this is a sign that I'm being presented all these opportunities to finally invest in myself instead of turning them down all the time. When the time is right and the client is ready, they will invest in themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely think that makes perfect sense. And yeah, like you said, it has to be sometimes the right time. And when the universe kind of pushes you towards that and everything gets in alignment, then all of a sudden it's that right time. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this could be your distinguisher or what sets you apart. But could you have an example of a secret sauce you can share with us?
A secret sauce? Do you mean in terms of my personality or?
It could be yourself or it could be your business. What you feel kind of sets you apart?
I think definitely my heart. I am a huge empath, and sometimes it could be a blessing and a curse depending on, you know, how you really reframe it, right? I feel a lot. I'm able to get a sense of a room, the energy of a person, the energy of a group of people. And from there, I sort of see where I fit in and how to vibe with certain people. But on the contrary, I can take things too personal, right? I can feel too much. But on the bright side, I'm really able to get to know somebody without having them speak a lot about themselves. I get a sense of that. So I think having empathy for me is my biggest secret sauce, because I give everybody a second chance and I'm able to see the goodness in everybody.
I love that example of a secret sauce, and definitely, you know, being able to kind of make that connection with somebody sometimes without them even knowing it or them even having that connection. Maybe sometimes you just kind of pick up on things. So that's definitely a phenomenal kind of example of a secret sauce. And now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
Okay. Yes. I have one right in my mind. I have so many, but this one in particular, it's called the 5-second rule. And I have read this book from Mel Robbins, and it's generally these little to-do things that, you know, you kind of don't want to do it, like taking a cold shower or like getting out of bed or like, oh, I should really clean my room, but da 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 da. So the 5-second rule goes like this. You come up with an idea that you know that you need to get done. Okay, you have 5 seconds. You count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You do it. You do it. You don't think, because if you think, you're going to turn that opportunity down. So the longer you deliberate on little decisions like that, the more likely you are to not do it. So count down from 5 seconds and just do it. And that's what I do every time I get in my cold shower. That's what I did yesterday for my cold shower. That's what I did today when I got out of bed.
I love that. And definitely, you know, that's a phenomenal CEO hack, because a lot of times we can delay things because we're in our head too much. But if you just do that 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and you blast off and do whatever it is that you're maybe delaying, then you can definitely go ahead and hit your goals and get a lot more accomplished.
For sure. Especially with the little tasks, right? The little things like just put the spoon back. God, like, come on.
Exactly.
It's right there.
Exactly. And it clears your head up when you're taking care of those little small things to focus on the big things so that you can play a bigger game.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Absolutely. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this might be a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Ooh, the one that's coming up right now at this moment for me is I trust myself. And that is huge. Huge when it comes to confidence, because when you have no trust in yourself, no trust in the circumstances that you're in and the opportunities presented to you, you are in a state of anxiety and depression because you're always thinking of ways that you can protect yourself, you can fix yourself. When really, if you trust the abilities that you are at now, if you trust the universe and the universe has your back, you will be in a state of calm. So that is my mantra for, oh my gosh, the past 6 months this year. And it's brought me so much more peace, so much more surprise and spontaneity.
I love that. And I think a lot of times, sometimes when you're trying to make, you know, difficult decisions, you know, and you're trying to go left when everybody's going right, you have to sometimes be able to trust yourself because it may not make sense to everybody else. It may not really be crystal clear to yourself, but you have to, you know, trust yourself, trust that, you know, little small feeling you have inside yourself and just kind of go.
Exactly. Exactly. And the brain will always intersect and say, but how are you going to do that? Mm-hmm. Right? What is the end result going to look like? You might not know either, but if you trust in the journey and you know that you're going to end up in a place that you're meant to be in and you're meant to be there. It doesn't matter how you get there. Great things are coming for you.
Absolutely. And if your brain ever intersects and asks you that question, just make sure you go back to what you talked about with the CEO hack. So do the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then just do it. And that'll definitely help.
Yes.
Awesome. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition for what it means to be a CEO. We're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So I wanted to ask you, Linda, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I think it means stepping into your authentic truth and serving others. So what gift do you have yourself that could help somebody else so that it is a mutual benefit, right? It makes you happy doing it and it helps somebody else. So being a CEO is being your authentic self, serving the world, serving somebody else. That is what it means to me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I definitely, you know, love that definition. And Linda, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I want to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and also how best they can get a hold of you, find out about your YouTube channel and all the awesome things you're doing.
If there's one takeaway message I want to leave with everybody, it's to lead with empathy. Please, please, please lead with empathy. Everybody has the opinion that they have and say and does the things they do or say for a specific reason. You know, they've gone through some tough times maybe, and maybe that's why they may come off as bitter. But if you just see through the eyes of love, you'll be able to understand them. The law of mirror, I believe, talks about you are a piece of, well, everybody's interconnected. What I see in you, I also see in myself. If I don't like that aspect in you, that is an aspect of darkness in myself that I cannot accept. If there's an aspect of you that I love, that is an aspect of light in myself that I rejoice in, right? So we're all on the same team. We're all the same people. How can I hate you when you are a part of me? That aspect that I don't like, that is an aspect of myself, and I need to do some deeper digging into myself to see where that comes from, right? Besides that, you can find me on YouTube at www.youtube.com/channel/thefitty. I'm also The Fitty on Instagram. Thefitty.com is my website. You can find me basically at The Fitty really anywhere. So it's THEFITTY.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I appreciate you so much, Linda, for those closing comments, those closing words. And we'll make sure to have all the links in the show notes just so that anybody can follow up with you. But again, I truly appreciate your time and all the awesome things that you're doing to help out so many people. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast, Gresh. This was such a wonderful surprise and so wonderful to be speaking with you. You're a fantastic host.
Thank you. You have a good rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.